No. It's, oh, Pink Couch Chronicles. Okay.
Okay. Our first Pink Couch Chronicles.
This is going to go great. We started this because we did a podcast a year ago now with Wellness for Hugh, Alexis. She interviewed us and it actually was really well received. And a lot of people were like, y'all should do a podcast. You're really funny, but also really educational. Best compliment I think we could have
Yeah,
received.
for sure.
So we played around with the idea and we were like, pink couch, because this is where we have all of our
Our,
talks.
yeah, and we call it the Pink Couch Chronicles because we have the pink couch, and the chronicles are basically our stories of either what we've been experiencing throughout the day, patient care, or things that may be bothering us in the healthcare system and how we want to like change it and make it better for you all. And so we want to present it in
Yeah.
this fun atmosphere.
Yeah. So we have our pink glasses with our rosé, our pink microphones, pink couch, and
Some pink art.
yeah, just I don't know, the pink is happening. Maybe we'll have pink health pro shirts. Oh my
Ooh, I'm
gosh.
not wearing it. I will put the logo
Because
in pink, but mine will be in black.
only color is black. Like her soul. I'm kidding. Not a black soul. You actually have a hot pink soul with a black
No, you
trench
do. You're
coat.
so oh. Like open up and you're like, oh, it is like soft inside, but on the outside, just a hard black shell.
Like an armadillo. So
An armadillo. I'm like an armadillo.
they're hard on the outside but soft on the inside,
That's also
and
like a
they're
turtle.
very, yeah, and like a turtle.
Don't want to be a turtle. I guess I'd rather be an armadillo.
They're cool, they roll.
Yeah.
It's a Texas mascot and you love Texas, so I
Well,
think it
I've been here
fits.
for a while.
So yes, we started this
Where are we going with this?
why we started this podcast. We started it for exactly what she said. So we wanted to kick it off by saying why we are chiropractors. I feel like this is a basic one, but I think that it's also very important to know why your chiropractor is a chiropractor. It's different for everyone, I
Yeah,
feel
and you
like.
know what's so cool? I feel like in chiropractic, it's almost like a calling, or it's like some big life experience that kind of pushed you into this profession. Whereas other things are like, yeah, I'm a CPA, or like, I'm an attorney, but there's no like real passion or
Calling.
story or calling behind it. And
Yeah.
chiropractic is just so different in the sense like we were meant to do this work. And so it's cool sometimes to hear why your chiropractor is doing the work that they're doing because it's probably more meaningful than you even realize.
Yeah, it's more than just popping bones and giving you some exercises and making you laugh every time you come in. I mean, those are
But we do
great
enjoy those
things.
things
We
too. Yeah.
do. But it is definitely a calling. It is a big art form that I feel like a lot of people forget. But this is a piece of art that we're doing every day. I was actually thinking about this today, how you can't teach someone to listen to the body and to just respond to whatever it's needed, even if the patient can't really tell you how they're feeling or explain what's really going on, or if they say, like, oh, my back hurts, but it turns out like they're super dehydrated, they're really stressed, they're not doing any form of movement, but yet they think their back hurts because they decided to lift up a heavier piece of furniture or something. I don't know, you know, something like that. That just something that really shouldn't be causing the pain that it's causing. It's probably something deeper. So learning how to listen to that, listen to the patient, and also know your gut feeling and your intuition of this is kind of common sense in a way, and you just kind of roll with it sometimes. And that's why I became a chiropractor, because it's a whole body response treated with whole body care.
What's other a cool thing I feel like being a female chiropractor specifically is that women just innately are more intuitive. And as Jones was just saying, like how we have to sometimes sense what's going on with the body, like the patient will tell you something, but you just know and sense there's something deeper. Like we really can like hone in on that intuitive skills, which is so important in our practice because we see babies who cannot talk
They
to
can't
us and
talk
tell us,
at
but
all.
like intuitively we're like something's up, or like they just need to move in this position today, and it's not always the same. And so it's really cool to like have this art form, this intuitive, innate
Yeah.
art form that we get to practice and help you with every
Yeah.
day.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
So do you have like your chiropractic story?
So originally I got started doing PT. I wanted to be a PT. I went through a bunch of different dance injuries, did a lot of PT, and I was like, this is awesome, and I can do PT for dancers. And not a bad thing, but I just realized it wasn't my true calling. I love babies, and I love working with, I love helping pregnant women realize that they are strong enough to do what they're meant to do. That's my calling. I love my dancers, but after doing a lot of PT rounds in school, and just, it just wasn't like lighting me up. And then I shadowed a chiropractor, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I'd been adjusted a few times, but it didn't click in my head because I was 16. Like,
yeah, it doesn't click.
I was like, concerned about dance. I was like, do whatever makes me the best. But then after I shadowed a chiropractor, watched him like do so many amazing things. He was also super happy. Like, he just really looked like he loved his life. And I'm like, this is what I want. He was close with his patients appropriately, you know, but like everyone loved being there and he loved being there. And it was just a great place. Like, I didn't hate going in to intern with him. So then he was like, you should just go tour the school. Went and toured. I loved it. I met a few professors there that they made me laugh, and that sells me on half the thing. So I was like, I could be here for 3.5 years, and then applied 2 weeks later, got accepted. And then I moved down to Pasadena. And I think maybe 1.5 years later, I met you. Not even. I don't think so. You came in, did a talk at the school. She was pregnant with her second, with Joseph.
Okay.
You were pregnant with Joseph. It was a lunch and learn thing, and you were just a boss. She is how she is today. And I was like, yeah, she still looked cute though. And she was in a black dress and black. I'll never forget it. I was like, you're wearing heels and you're, I think, 8 months pregnant and you're killing it. I was so impressed.
I was getting adjusted.
Yeah. So anyway, after hearing her talk, and I obviously went and shadowed shortly after that, and just became in love with, again, how she loved her life. She loved what she was doing. And I think that's what is more what sold it for me, is that I hadn't learned, or I hadn't seen a lot of professions where people genuinely loved what they did. And it's something that I could also do. Like, there were other things, but this is something that I saw myself doing. So it just evolved from there. And here I am. I'm
we're
stuck
so
at the
happy.
Hip.
She's here. We love Jones. Can't do it without her. Can't do it without you. I think my story is a little bit different. You know, I wanted to be a doctor. I lived growing up with my grandma, my two great uncles, and my one great uncle had a lot of health issues, and I would help do some rehab for him and take him to some of his doctor's appointments. And he was seeing a physiatrist, which is a medical doctor who basically like prescribes physical therapy. It's PM&R now. So it's like pain management. And they also do braces and things. But anyway, she did acupuncture. And when I went to shadow her, she let me do acupuncture on one of her patients and take the needles out. And the patient was just like feeling so much better. And I was like, that's so cool. So I was like, I want to be a physiatrist. And then I went and shadowed some other doctors. I also want to be a doctor of osteopath, which is a doctor that does some manipulation. They're slightly different from chiropractic, but you know, their focus is more like blood flow, where ours is more nervous system focused. But all the DOs I shadow don't do their manipulation. And I was just like, I don't want to do medicine. Yeah. I wanted to use my hands. I wanted to do acupuncture. And so it kind of just led me to chiropractic. In my own self-discovery, and my own self-therapy, you know, my dad had an accident when I was in high school, and he broke his ankle and suffered from chronic regional pain syndrome, and was on heavy opioids a good, you know, part of my, you know, growing up adult life. And I saw that. And I think that's why I'm so not anti-medicine, but don't want to do medicine and want to find alternatives, because I don't want other people to go through what my dad went through and what the family went through, because they didn't give him other options.
Yeah,
they didn't say, they didn't say go see the chiropractor. They didn't say go do, you know, but this was during the opioid epidemic, and definitely saw that firsthand. And so now looking back, that's definitely geared me towards this profession. But my mom is a labor and delivery nurse. She is a hypnobirthing teacher. And so there's been a lot of like birth mom pregnancy talk in my house. So when I wanted to be a chiropractor, I for sure wanted to see pregnant moms. And I saw that like from day one. And then the moms started bringing their babies. And I was like, I should probably know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, babies here.
You know, I adjusted them and I did my best. And I think I did a decent job. But I definitely was like, I need to learn more. So that's where I decided to go through my pediatric certification. Now I love it. And I hope I help all the little babies that I can.
It's so crazy to think that a baby would need an adjustment. But I feel like after you see the dysfunction or you see the subluxation or any, you see a baby that isn't thriving and then you help them thrive, you can't help but want mm-hmm. to continue that. I mean, it's, they can't do anything else. I mean, they're just there to eat, sleep, and poop.
But and the best is when they poop in the office. We're always like, poop!
Actually, enjoy yay! That. And we all, and when they're constipated, I'm like, happy pooping.
And they do. They
and I know people
go.
In the hallway hear us, and we're like, happy pooping! They're like, what is their problem?
Such a crazy office here. Baby's crying, baby's laughing, baby's pooping.
But we're all for it.
And mom's thriving.
Yeah, mom's thriving. That's the biggest mm-hmm. thing.
Family's thriving, really.
Yeah, families, like, actually.
Moms, babies, and the dads.
Dads.
And siblings.
Grandparents. Yeah. We get grandparents in here.
A happy baby makes a happy household.
Yeah.
So that's
your life revolves around them mm-hmm. as it should. You're taking care of a human. But yeah. So that's why we got started in chiropractic. And that's why we continue to do it and why we love it so much, because we clearly can sit here and talk about it all day mm-hmm. long. And we will with this podcast on this pink couch.
Yes. Well, cheers to episode one.
Episode one. If y'all have any requests, questions, whatever, give it to us. We already have a little list of ideas just from questions that patients ask mm-hmm. or people ask that we feel like maybe needs a little more education or something that really gets under our skin. A few things that we have a lot of heated discussions on this couch, and we're like, you know, a lot of other people are probably thinking mm-hmm. about this, so we're just going to share it. But if there's something else you want to hear, please ask us. Put it down in the little comments. Click follow, whatever people
like,
normally
subscribe.
Say. Like, subscribe. I don't like and subscribe. Good gosh. Is it 6 o'clock? Yeah, my accent comes out when I'm tired. What was I trying to say? Rural. That's hard. Anyway, whatever. You know, give us some feedback in any form or fashion. And if you hate it, also tell us how we can improve, because mm-hmm. that's how you give feedback, is give some improvement with it too.
Cool.
Okay, great.
All right.
Yay.
We'll see you guys.
Bye.